It is the radio segment that was just declared a food group by the FDA.
Ooh,
so
cool.
Eat up. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like everybody else does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Melbourne, Florida. At 2 a.m. the other day, a 7-Eleven clerk named Sammy witnessed the unthinkable and found herself telling a random female customer to, quote, "Please do not open the nacho cheese dispenser and scoop it out with your hand."
Yeah.
Oh, man, wobble.
Dude, that's gotta be hot.
But the woman ignored her and began screaming, "The customer is always right. Ain't nobody got time for that."
That is not true.
It does not work in that situation.
Sammy then refused to ring the lady up, but the customer wasn't having that. And suddenly, she chucked hot nacho cheese right at Sammy. Oh.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Come on, man.
Luckily, she ducked and avoided the orange ooze that stuck to the wall behind her.
Oh.
Sammy then told the woman that she was calling the police, and when officers arrived, they observed nacho cheese dripping on products all over the place.
Oh, no.
They said it looked like there'd been a giant food fight. They watched the in-store video, and the nacho cheese abuser was arrested and charged with battery. And as for Sammy, she says that she might start looking for a new line of work. And the incident really grossed her out.
Battery with nacho cheese is your weapon?
Yep. What are you in here for?
God.
Through nacho cheese.
This is the country we live in.
This next laser story is out of Lawrence, New Jersey. A 51-year-old man named Joseph Mikulski walked into the Quaker Bridge Mall the other day and calmly sat in a massage chair located in the common area. Just one small problem. Joseph was completely nude.
Oh. Whoa! Okay, hello.
Yeah.
When a mall security officer approached him and asked Joseph to put his clothes on, the nude man stood up and punched the guard right in the face.
That guard was being inappropriate, I agree.
One witness claimed she saw Joseph run down a mall corridor and attempt to hide in the food court in a random line of people. But remember, he was naked. So probably pretty hard to hide if you're the naked guy at the mall.
Dude, nobody will notice me in line at Sbarro.
Yeah, they're like, "What are you doing, man? Oh, you're looking for another naked guy."
Yeah, I saw him run by here.
Yeah.
You know what? It gives all of us naked people a bad name.
This is the new hot dog on the stick uniforms.
Oh, yeah. No.
Unfortunately for him, he was still naked, so easy to pick out.
I think unfortunately for everyone else.
Soon after guards wrestled him to the ground, he was charged with lewdness and simple assault.
Oh, man. Oh.
No word on if they had to replace the massage chair or not.
Those poor guards, like, who? You don't get paid enough to wrestle naked men to the ground.
Or you could do it for
do.
Free. Who
okay.
knows? It depends how you feel. This next laser story is out of Longmont, Colorado. A 33-year-old guy named James Kramer went into an adult toy store last week and bought an erotic whip for $30. The specific one he bought is from the British fantasy series, by the way. This one is called Metal Beaded Flogger, if you're a connoisseur.
Is that important to the story?
I thought it was a good side note.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
But sadly, after James purchased it, the whip never got to do its intended flogging.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Because later that day, he went back to the adult store and got into an argument with the employees and even tried to attack them.
What?
He wound up jamming the whip into the breaker box to try to kill the power.
What?
How did he even find the breaker box? Like, what are you doing, man?
He accidentally jammed up the breaker box, so he took out the power to an O'Reilly Auto Parts instead.
Oh, no.
He was arrested for felony menacing and misdemeanor criminal mischief and criminal tampering.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
And interesting for those guys to come out there and try to fix that. Like, why the power go out? There's a S&M whip.
Jammed
shoved in the weird. This next laser story is out of Brazil. A couple named Marília and Matthias got married a few weeks ago.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Supposed to be an outdoor wedding, but it rained, so they moved it inside.
That's okay. It's good luck. Good luck on your wedding day to get rain.
And that's when a stray dog that was covered in mud kept crashing the ceremony to get out of the storm. The dog even walked in right up to the bride as she was about to walk down the aisle.
Oh, no, do not shake and clean yourself
I'm
off.
I'm just saying, white dress, dirty, muddy dog.
No. Ooh.
Then it came back again, and some guests shooted outside.
thought you were going to say shoot.
Yeah,
I
was like, shot it.
I was like, whoa, that took a dark turn.
Then all the guests got up, took out their guns, and shot it. Yeah, it is Brazil. Yeah. Depends what neighborhood it is. Or
hey, more meat for the reception.
Gross.
Then during the vows, the dog walked in again.
Go!
He just wants to be a part of the wedding.
According to witnesses, it went straight up to the altar with its muddy paws laid down on the end of her veil. And it was a long veil, so part of it was on the ground. That's where he decided to take a nap, right there on the train of her dress.
I wonder if he did the circle thing, too.
Yeah.
But instead of freaking out, the bride thought it was great and told everybody to let him stay. So the dog stayed through the ceremony.
Aww. Oh, that's so sweet.
Then he ran out once the rain stopped.
Oh. They could show and then left.
Tell he was a great dog, though. So the couple spent a week trying to track him down, and they ended up adopting him. They cleaned him up, named him Snoop, and he's part of the family now.
Aw, Snoop. That's really sweet.
This next laser story is out of Food Mashup Headquarters.
Love these headquarters.
Snickers just announced three new flavors that have the candy world in a tizzy.
Mm.
Just a fit. Everybody's just excited.
Not a tizzy.
Mm-hmm. It's a full-blown tizzy. They are salted caramel, espresso, and chili pepper.
Oh.
I don't even... Okay, black.
That's weird.
No. Have you ever tried chocolate chili?
No.
Chocolate bars?
No, have you?
Yes, and they're delicious.
Well, in all three cases, the bars will still have chocolate, caramel, and peanuts with special nougat that's, quote, infused with whatever flavor it is.
Oh, yes.
They're being slated to go on sale next summer, but that's not the only big news in the candy world. Last year, we reported that Taco Bell created a quesadilla stuffed with Kit Kats.
Uh-huh.
Creamy.
Oh, gross.
For some reason, they only sold it in England, which seemed like a terrible business decision. Well, they finally fixed that because according to a recent press release, Taco Bell is now officially testing the Kit Kat Chocodilla.
Oh, yes.
Here really? In the United States.
How is that gross? I don't
chicken?
Think they put cheese in it. It's just chocolate in between tortillas.
You can't make a chocolate quesadilla. That's against the laws
that
of physics.
That is amazing.
If you're looking to get a chocodilla, from what we've heard, it's only available at some stores in Wisconsin, so you gotta take a road trip if you're not in Wisconsin. But if it's successful, it's expected to go nationwide, and I guarantee it's going to be successful. So you'll get it.
I want to eat all of that.
This next laser story is out of the world of sport.
Yeah!
The International Pole Sports Federation, IPSF, which has officially existed since 2009, was just granted observer status by the Global Association of International Sport.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
That means soon you might see pole dancing as an official Olympic event.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
That's awesome. Those women and men that are really good at it, it's seriously athletic.
Do they have uniforms and then they take them off throughout the...
Yeah. I hope so, yeah.
the
announcers are all
down,
like strip club DJs.
Yeah.
The German judge is really giving up for Cindy. That's a 9. You give her a 9. Now, pole dancing joins the World Arm Wrestling Federation, the World Dodgeball Association, the International Table Soccer Federation, yep, foosball, and a few other lesser-known sports as Olympic hopefuls.
I cannot wait till beer pong makes it.
Yeah, exactly. Those are all on the same par as beer pong. At least with pole dancing, you have to have some strength.
Right.
Like,
according to the pole dancing president, Katie Coates, she said, quote, "We're proving everybody wrong." Or you're proving everybody right. Isn't that right, Katie Coates?
She does have a good stripper name.
Says, "I've been told again and again by the traditional sports world that it will be very difficult for us to be recognized in the Olympics, but that just spurs me on. Look at Katie Coates getting spurred on to achieve what they say is impossible."
You've spent too much time there, sir.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes Laser Stories. So take and center stage right now. Give it up for the turtle.
All right.
Listen to him hump that shoe. He is humping that shoe for you, fellas. So make sure you tip him well. And that means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. But what a great end it was. We'll do it again same time on Monday.